Let's talk about non-fungible tokens, NFTs. NFTs are built on a blockchain but instead are used to guarantee ownership of an asset. Think of it as a certificate or title stating that you're the legal owner of a car or home, except that an NFT is proof of ownership in digital form. Most NFTs are based on the Ethereum, crypto, ETH, blockchain network. Non-fungible tokens are a part of what makes Web 3.0 and the blockchain special. In fact, NFTs are the foundational layer for a new, decentralized internet. How do NFTs work? How exactly are NFTs used? According to The Motley Fool, digital art collections, for one. In March 2021, an NFT representing an image, Every Days, the first 5,000 days, by artist Beeple was auctioned by Christie's for $69 million. The purchaser of the NFT now has ownership of the digital art attached to it. Digital creators Larva Labs auctioned off individual CryptoPunks characters in 2017. Some of the NFTs are now worth millions of dollars. These are some extreme examples of ballooning NFT values. For common functionality, though, artists can use NFTs to sell their creations to collectors and other digital creators. An owner or creator of an NFT can also collect royalties for the art's copy or use online. NFTs hold promise as a way to enforce digital copyright and trademark law. Why are non-fungible tokens important? Besides representing a way for digital artists and other creators to monetize their work, NFTs are imagined as the evolution of art investing and collecting and as part of a new cryptocurrency investment asset class. Since an NFT is unique, there's always a slim chance an NFT collection could increase in value, like Beeple's digital artwork. If you're an art collector, NFTs are easy to buy and sell on an online marketplace such as OpenSea. Cryptocurrency trading app Binance is launching an NFT marketplace, and Coinbase Global, Nasdaq, Coin, might do the same. It has invested in several NFT marketplaces, including Rarible, but, for the average investor, NFTs represent a highly speculative class of investment that should probably be avoided. NFTs don't gain in value because of their utility but are based on the value of the media they represent, digital art, video, music, etc. Sticking a value on something like art is incredibly difficult and subjective and unlike valuing a share of stock, which represents an ownership stake in a business and a claim on future profits generated by the business. Conclusion. Some people think that this is a bubble that will burst and some people think that NFTs will drive the digital economy. The technology is still in the initial stages, so we have to wait and watch how it evolves.